Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. This is part two of the bombshell interview that I have with Bill Andrews and his team. I highly recommend for you to listen to this whole episode. There is going to be very few things in life that is this impacting and that'll affect the human race more than what he talks about today. So I highly encourage you to listen to this whole show, and let's get right back into my interview with Bill Andrews.
Well, let's get into a different topic, sort of. I mean, it's still this topic, obviously, but have you received any pushback from activists worried about what this could do to the population if we actually started providing telomere lengthening to the general public?
Yes, I mean, maybe 1 in 10 times when I give a presentation, I'll have somebody asking a question about that. But I think the answer is pretty clear that things are bad now, as I mentioned earlier. I mean, we have a lot of misery in this world that people just don't know about because these people in hospices and assisted living homes are secret. They're locked away from everybody. So we just don't know about it. But life is pretty miserable right now for most people. So we already have a problem. And yes, there will be new problems. Overpopulation is one of them that might occur or may not occur. A lot of people believe that overpopulation won't occur because of the fact that all life forms have been shown that when they start to get high populations, they just decrease their birth rate. I mean, the only reason we have a baby boom is because after World War II, the government got on TV and told everybody start making babies to replace the loss. And so we have a lot of baby boomers. But when you look in the future, things are going to die down a lot, of course, unless I cure aging, because a lot of the baby boomers are going to start dying. Plus, all the baby boomers are going to be by 2050. It's estimated that 40% of the population is going to be over 65. That's going to be horrible. And the problems are going to be worse in Japan and South Korea than anywhere else. Because when 40% of the population is over 65, if we don't have some way of taking care of these people, because most of them won't be able to take care of themselves, we're in real bad shape. I mean, even though 40% of the population is going to be over 65, only 40% of the population is going to even be in the workforce. So that's going to leave nobody to actually do caregiving for these elderly, unhealthy people. So we have to figure out some type of solution or the problem is going to get worse. But the bottom line is 100 years from now, when we have a cure for aging and we have these problems, and I haven't even addressed what the worst problem is, when we have these problems, nobody's going to say we should ban the cure for aging, because everybody's going to realize the cure for aging is good. We don't want to go back to what it was before. And the biggest problem that I see is how will the young ever compete for jobs if the old never get sick and have to retire? And it's going to be a old person's dominated world, and we're going to have to find solutions to that. But I'm excited about a whole other field that I haven't even talked about, and that's the robotic industry. And I actually believe that the robotic industry is going to solve our problems for the caregiving. We even if we don't cure aging, all the 65-year-old and over that are needing care, I think we're going to have robots that do a better job than humans ever did. Plus, I think a lot of people in the future are just going to sit back and let robots do the work anyway. So it's, I don't know how things are going to change, and whether people are going to be fighting over jobs or not, or just letting the robots have the jobs, I don't know. But we don't know what's going to happen. I just believe no matter what's going to happen, everybody's going to be happy with it, even with the problems that exist. They're not going to go back to what we have today.
Well, where do you see the greatest amount of support for your work? Who are the ones that are just really enamored with what you're doing, besides someone like me? What is the makeup of the people that are most supportive?
99% of the world is very interested in what we're doing. It's maybe less than 1% of the people that actually don't support us and don't think that we should be doing what we're doing. But 99% of the world would love to see us succeed. The problem is that especially since 2008, when the global financial crisis hit, even the billionaires don't have money available to invest. It's really hard to dig up money. I've had at least like seven billionaires here in my conference room meeting with me saying that they are going to help me find investments, you know, because they really want us to succeed at what we're doing. But so we get support from everybody. It's just that it's just, where's the money? Well, fortunately, like, well, let's say before 2008, I had very enthusiastic investors that used to just pay the bills every month. And we were, you know, we were spending like $1 million a month. And so they were just very enthusiastic about curing their aging. They had money. You know, I was up to 50 investors at one time, then it got down to two investors, but they were very enthusiastic. It's just a global financial crisis prevented them and others from being able to invest anymore. So it's really, really hard to find funding. And then it's also really hard to educate those people that have the funding to realize, to get them to realize that they are actually thinking wrong in terms, like companies, I don't want to mention names, but there are lots of different organizations that have been started by super wealthy multi-billionaires that are working to cure aging. They're kind of like not really surveying the whole field. They just think they have an idea and they're spending money on it without realizing that maybe there's something better they could be doing with their money. I personally think our funding problems are now solved because our biggest supporter is on the phone with us right now. His name is Jay Park. He is just obsessed with helping us find ways of getting the funding. And so what he's doing is he's marketing discoveries that we've already made, turning them into products, selling them, and then sending us a significantly high portion of the royalties, of the profits as royalties, to fund the research. And so I'm real excited. He's going to actually start, hopefully get products on the market this coming May. And that should start turning into significant revenue and royalties for us to do research. So I think if I was speaking at an entrepreneurs meeting and talking to other people that have started businesses, especially in biotech, and they're all struggling. Believe me, all the friends I have that have started biotech companies are struggling trying to find investment money. I would say try to get products on the market. It's taken me years to get this to where it is right now, but Jay Park and I have been working for three years now on this, and he's finally gotten to the point where he is actually launching products. Jay's on this call right now. Jay, did you have anything you wanted to add?
No, it's good. I mean, you already mentioned everything. So on May, yeah, we will release the new product.
Yeah, and that product, the first product is going to be a skin cream.
Well, the skin cream, you did have a skin cream the last time we talked, but this one I'm understanding is 200 times more powerful. Is that true?
Well, let me first answer and then let Jay take on this. We've had a skin cream. Well, let's say, when I say we, Sierra Sciences, we only do research. We licensed this away to Jay's partners years ago, and they've kind of done a little bit of sales and stuff like that, but that now has been discontinued, and the real product's going to be launched now in Tokyo. But I would call, if anything, the products that were on the sale was just testing the market. And Jay, is this new product that you've come out with, is this 200 times more potent? I haven't.
Oh, yes.
Oh, it is. Okay.
I didn't mention that, but we put more, you know, the strong compound, so it will be very nice than before.
Okay, good. Cause, yeah.
Well, that's just incredible. So what will it do? Will it make somebody's skin look decades younger?
You know, yes and no. And the reason why I say first no is because the ingredient in it is not the Holy Grail or the coup de grace. It's something that it induces telomerase to about 16% of the level inside of a cell that is needed to actually stop the aging process. And it, when if we could get higher than even that, it would actually start reversing the aging process. But it's at 16%. But studies have now shown that even lower levels of telomerase will lengthen the shortest telomeres. And that is causing some age reversal effects. With every product that's been on the market right now, and we've had a hand in the invention of every one of them, everybody's been seeing some form of age reversal. The most people have been seeing is age spots disappearing, vision getting better, endurance getting better, especially on like some of the natural product oral supplements. And so it made us wonder why even me, you know, I take these products, and I've been through a lot of clinical studies in my cancer research and heart disease research and other, you know, multiple sclerosis research. I've been through this in clinical studies. So I don't think I'm prone to placebo effects myself, but I've seen age plus disappear on my hands, and I've seen my vision get better in several ophthalmology appointments in a row. And so it made me ask the question, why? Even when the telomerase induced, like the natural products, they're significantly weaker than 16%, but they were still showing anti-aging effects. And so in the research, and our research, and published by other scientists too, it's been observed that low levels of telomerase will lengthen the shortest telomeres. And pretty much it's not the length of a telomere that really affects your aging. It's the percent of your telomeres that are short that affect the aging. And so lengthening those shortest telomeres appears to be having a significant anti-aging effect. It's not enough to turn Betty White into a 24-year-old again, but it is enough to possibly show some age reversal, things that, to explain the data that we are seeing. I've already started taking the skin cream every day, and I'm liking what I see. Now, Jay actually did organize clinical studies at a lab in Italy called Abbott's Laboratories, where a lot of the major cosmetic companies have their clinical studies done. And out of 100 women that were in the study, every one of them saw significant reduction in wrinkles, significant reduction in age spots. Elasticity was improved in every single one of them. And not a single one of them saw a single negative side effect. So this was really, really good. We're still trying to explain why it's working better than I would have projected. So the answer is yes and no. It's not turning people into 24-year-olds again, but it is showing significant age reversal. And I'm a big believer in the statement that Dr. Terry Grossman one time said, and that's live long enough to live forever. And so even though these products aren't reversing our aging yet, they're slowing the aging process down theoretically and increasing the chances that we will still be around when the cure for aging, the age reversal, is discovered, which I'm hoping is a year to 3 years from now. When Jay's products start bringing us all the research funding that we need.
Well, I used that other product that you had. I ordered it and tested it out. I'm using it right now, and that's made a difference on my skin. And I can't imagine for 200 times more. I'm actually really excited to try it because I've seen it, and I've tried all the best stuff. I mean, I'm kind of obsessed with skincare, and I'm really interested in seeing how that works. What, in theory, would your supplements that you take make it so you don't even need skin care? Or is skin care would also deal with oxidation and some other issues that you would need a topical plus something that you take orally?
I don't know. There's no way to answer that question until we have the product and people are using it a lot. But my guess is that there's still going to be things that can cause skin to go bad. By the way, the skin cream that Jay is marketing is called Defy Time, and it's a skin serum. I think his website is www.defytime, DEFYTIME. So DEFYTIMETAM.com. And TAM, the last, so DEFYTIME, TAM is obvious. TAM stands for telomerase activating molecule. And the active ingredient in the skin cream is the most potent telomerase inducer we've ever discovered here. And we've tested over 500,000 different chemicals. This one's called, we called it C0314818 because it was the 314,818th molecule we tested. He changed the name to TAM818 because people couldn't remember C0314818. I forgot where I was going with that. So the skin cream is got that ingredient on it, and that's what's causing the rejuvenation that we're seeing, or the telomere lengthening that we're seeing.
Yeah, that's incredible. So when do you think it'll be on the market for other parts of the world? It's going to be on the market in May for Japan and China, or is it already on the market for those areas? And when will it hit the rest of the world?
Jay can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's already on the market in Tokyo, and it'll be launched in the United States in May of this year.
Yes, right. After 18th of May, after Japan, then we will bring it to USA.
Well, what is the price point? Is it going to be pretty expensive at first, considering you need to use this for research?
Well, it's not considering we need to use it for research. It's going to be expensive because it is expensive. It's probably going to be more expensive than most skin creams, but it's because this one works. It's the only one that has a telomerase inducer. And so synthesizing this telomerase inducer to put in the skin cream isn't the cheapest thing in the world. So it's probably going to be expensive until they start making enough profits that they can start afford to lower the price. Because personally, I have no interest in selling a product that only wealthy people can afford, but I'm perfectly happy to do so if it means we get royalties to help make ways to make that product cheaper so that everybody can do it. So I oftentimes call that marching into hell for a heavenly cause. It's there's an advantage. Yeah, advantage.
Makes
even
sense.
Though I don't like the idea that it's going to be only affordable by the super wealthy at first, it's the royalties will be put to good use to make certain that everybody can afford it. And Jay, was I correct on that? Are you going to mention the price? Going to mention the price?
No.
Not yet. Okay.
Yeah.
You're not ready to talk about it. That makes sense. So what other products are you working on besides a skincare cream? You also have a supplement. That's a lower percentage, you were saying. Are you going to have supplements coming out in any time soon that'll have that higher, that TAM 818 included in it?
Let me answer first, and Jay might want to add on to that. The supplements that we've come out so far are natural products, and so they did not require any regulatory approval from FDAs or anything like that, TGA in Australia, et cetera. So they got on the market, but they are significantly weaker. And the problem is that we can't modify them to make them stronger, because if we did, they wouldn't be a natural product anymore. So these natural products, I don't want to put a number on them because people might be discouraged, but I think they're really good. I take the natural products every day, only because I think that anything you can do to extend your lifespan and health span is good. But I want to make one thing clear. Sierra Science is my company. Doesn't market anything. We don't sell anything. We actually discovered the natural products and licensed them to Isagenix. Isagenix is a company that sells a product called Product B, also known as Isagenesis, that contains ingredients that we discovered here that we have shown in vitro induced telomerase production, but not nearly as high as what TAM818 does. Now, so that's on the product. We are getting royalties from that. We are hoping that they're not enough to fund the research that we need to do, but we're hoping that the Jay comes through with significantly more research funding for us. But whether we develop new natural products supplements won't be a decision we make here. It'll be if some company out there suddenly decides they would like to have a telomerase inducer, and they approach us and ask us to test natural products, and then we tell them, you know, which ones work, and then they put it into their product and they sell it in exchange for a royalty. Jay Park might even decide to do that, because Jay's right now our worldwide exclusive marketing partner. That is a fantastic thing as far as I'm concerned, because it enables us to just focus on science here. And if we discover something, I just turn it over to Jay, and Jay takes care of marketing, whether it's a natural product supplement or whatever. But natural product supplements is one of those things that I think can be improved on a lot. I think product B, also known as Isagenesis, is a very, very good product. And, you know, just to be fair, because I'm not a marketer, I want to emphasize there's also another product called TA65 that is a very good product. And I actually take both of them. And I've actually authored clinical studies on TA65 showing that TA65 does work too. TA65 was the very first one that ever came out. So just to keep my scientist hat on and not become a marketer, I want to point out that there is two natural product supplements out there that have been tested here at my lab to actually induce telomerase production, and that's TA65 and product B. Now, TAM818 is the only synthetic pharmaceutical product, and the reason why it's so much more potent is because we were able to look at it and design it to be better, and it's going to get better and better in the future too. Sarah, were you going
to? Well, have you done clinical trials in the United States for the skincare? Is that approved? Does it have to be approved by the FDA, or is it because it's skin cream? It's like the natural supplement.
Well, the regulations are a lot less. It's been, you know, let's say the FDA doesn't really test efficacy of cosmetic or foods. They pretty much test safety, and the safety tests have come back pretty conclusive from the test at Italy. And a lot of times when clinical studies are done in the U.S., they actually aren't done in the U.S. They're done at companies like Abbott Laboratories, and that's where the results come from. What else can I say about this? It's produced by CGMP protocols. It's been safe, tested for safety a lot. It's just not regulated like regular pharmaceutical drugs that you take orally are.
Well, what I'd like to do on the show page is I want to specify what things are available now and where people can get them. And also, if I can have links on what the results that people have been seeing with these, because I think people will be really interested in this. They're always looking for things to make them feel better. As you age, you know, I'm in my mid-40s. I'm already feeling stuff. Everyone's looking for things that can make that at least enjoy your life better. My parents are in their mid-70s. I'd love to get them something that can make them feel better and get around better. So I would like to do that on my radio page, list what these products are and where they can get them and what kind of results people are seeing with this stuff.
Yeah,
I hope you're okay with that, and you can give me some of that information.
The only product, first of all, let me say, the field of anti-aging has more quacks and charlatans than any other field that exists on the planet. We've known that for thousands of years. So there's a lot of products out there that will say they can lengthen telomeres and stuff like that, and they don't. There's a lot of products out there that say they have telomerase in a bottle. And that's such a charlatan type thing, because telomerase is too big to get inside of cells. You can't have a bottle of telomerase and put it on your skin and expect any results from it, because telomerase has to get inside the cells in order to function, and it can't. It's too big. So you have to find ways to produce telomerase inside the cell. And then a lot of the products that are on the market will say they have a scientifically peer-reviewed journal article study that says that their ingredient does induce telomerase, but it doesn't. I mean, there's a lot of studies that have only been done once. They got a false positive, and then nobody can reproduce it, but nobody ever publishes that it can't be reproduced. And there's been many times where people have published that they have something that induces telomerase. I don't want to mention names because I don't want to get any lawsuits, but they publish it, and then other companies start marketing that product. We test it. We can't get any effect, we can't see it work at all. And I will actually call the original scientific authors on the phone and say, hey, we can't get it to work. And they'll say to me, we can't get it to work either anymore. You know, publications and stuff need to be regulated better, because a lot of people will get a result, publish it, and even when they can't reproduce it later because they publish too early, they can't reproduce it, they don't publish saying, oh, now we retract what we say. So there's a lot of products out there that have those kind of products in them that they don't work. But we test everything here. I mean, I think that you should not take anything that related to telomeres unless it has the Sierra Sciences seal of approval, because my business isn't to make money. My business is to get research done. And so we are, in fact, a lot of the reasons why we did a lot of studies on TA65 before, and we did it all at our expense, was because we want to know the truth. And we were glad to report that TA65 works. And we did, the company that sells TA65, TA Sciences, they never paid us a penny for that. They may have if we had asked, but we never even asked. We just wanted to do it. So of the products that we have tested that work, here's your list. They are TAM818, which is found in the Defy Time skin cream. Product B, which contains several natural products that have been shown by us to induce telomerase, and TA65. There's nothing else. There's another company, starts with a J. I apologize to them for forgetting their name. It's a multi-level marketing company, Jovance or something like that. Janus. I can't remember. I apologize to the company, but they actually have a product that contains TA65 in it too. That's it. That's the list.
Well, that's incredible. So people are going to be even more interested in these products. Well, I have a question for you. Do you run trials on these products, and can people volunteer for it? Because I'm sure people
Sierra
would volunteer.
Sierra Sciences doesn't run the trials because we're just a basic research company. But when a company like Isagenix or Defy Time or somebody else tries to license one of our products to turn it into a product and market it, they do clinical studies. And so they definitely will be looking for, I know Jay will be looking for people to participate in clinical studies as they already have, because I told you he's already overseen one that had 100 volunteers in it. So these things are available. My guess is to learn about them, just keep track of Jay. But one of the best places to learn about clinical studies is to go to a website called www.clinicaltrials.gov. So there's no spaces, no dashes, just www.clinicaltrials.gov, and do a search there, because clinical studies are always reported there, and people can find out what's going on. But I think keeping track of Jay Park's Defy Time website will be another way. And we'll have links on our website to his websites. So our website's www.sierrasci, that's Sierra like the Sierra Mountains, and then SCI, short for sciences.com. But, you know, could I go back to and listen to the previous question?
Absolutely.
When we were talking about
go
the
back
product,
to something.
There is another product out there that's not on the market yet. But it's called gene therapy. And gene therapy is, again, one of these products that I'm calling marching into hell for a heavenly cause, because when it becomes available, it's going to be really expensive. But I don't like the word, because people compare gene therapy to infection with viruses, but it's actually delivering the gene for telomerase to all the cells of the body by approach that is very similar to the way viruses insert genes into the body. And there's a very safe delivery method that's been developed, and we have built that into a gene therapy protocol right now, and we can very successfully, using it, turn human cells in a petri dish into young human cells. Because on the score, when I was saying that TAM818 has a score of 16%, this has a score of 3,000%. Okay, so it produces 30 times as much telomerase as needed to stop telomere shortening, and it actually lengthens them. The problem with it, and this is why I don't talk about it all the time, is for us to produce enough to treat one person once is estimated to cost us $1.2 million. And so this is something that is absolutely going to be only affordable by the really, really wealthy. And Jay Park is working with us to develop a protocol. Jay, can I talk about this at all? Can I talk about the location, stuff like that? Okay, so we are actually already working on building a clinic in Fiji Island to build, and we're building a large-scale fermenter. And we're actually, that the funding is the issue there too. We're waiting for the funding to come in to build the fermenter that will be something like 2,000 liters in size that will be enough to produce enough of the gene therapy to treat one person once. Jay Park has already found something like 1,500 people, maybe even more, in the Southeast Asia area that have agreed to pay the cost to have this done. And, you know, these have to be super wealthy people to do that. But again, we get significant royalties from that, and we're going to be using those royalties to make it affordable by everybody.
So would they have to pay $1.2 million? How much do they have to pay, and how much would one treatment, do for somebody?
Let's say that it will cost us $1.2 million. There will also be expenses for the doctors involved and things like that. My guess is that Jay would be charging clients more than $2 million a piece for one treatment. But when these studies are done in mice, and by the way, we are getting ready to do a study on primates, and we're choosing the world's smallest primate, which is called Madame Bertha's mouse lemur, or lemur, that's found only in Madagascar. But it's a primate that's the size of your thumb. And so instead of having to pay $1.2 million to produce enough to treat each primate once, it's going to cost us like less than $1,000 to treat each primate once. So that study is getting set up right now. We're finding out that we might not be able to start the study until next December because of tourism issues in Madagascar and stuff. So to actually go in and collect some of the animals. And by the way, nothing will be done to harm these animals. The studies will be benefiting the animals more than they can even imagine. So, and we're hopefully actually looking for pet owners of these animals that can take care of them, et cetera. We don't want to keep them in cages, and et cetera. We just want to be able to monitor them. And we think that within just a few weeks, we're going to see significant age reversal that's going to be visible just by photographs, just by before and after photographs.
Do you need multiple treatments, or will one treatment bring you back to a young age cell wise?
And we won't know until we get, but I think it's likely that one treatment will definitely decrease a person's physical age a lot. If when we do it and we find out the person only gets like 10 years younger in appearance and stuff like that, I wouldn't be surprised. But I think it's definitely going to be shown because we'll definitely see telomere lengthening. If we don't see telomere lengthening, then something went wrong technically with the protocol. So our first test is going to be when we treat a person with this gene therapy, we're going to have telomere lengths measured beforehand and then do it again after. And we're going to do it multiple times because we're aware of the inconsistency. And we're going to be using techniques that are a lot more expensive than what's commercially available that will allow us to give a more qualitative answer whether or not telomeres got longer or not. But we're going to be looking definitely at telomeres lengths and telomerase activity. And if we don't see the telomeres get long, something technically went wrong with the product and means nothing. But if we see the telomeres get long, I personally am greater than 95% certain, maybe even 99% certain, that we're going to see significant age reversal in every way imaginable. Appearance, health, activity, everything. And then plus, I believe that if we can lengthen telomeres in person from one treatment, and let's say they get, I'm hoping they get like 40 years younger, but if they get 10 years younger, it's going to be 10 years before they need another treatment to go back to where they are. Because when they lengthen the telomeres, and let's say the treatment disappears from the body, the telomeres are going to shorten at the normal rate. So if, let's say you turn a 90-year-old into an 80-year-old, that 80-year-old is going to be 10 more years before that 80-year-old is 90 again. But I'm hoping for significantly better results than that.
Well, is this a full solution, do you think? It's just really expensive?
Yeah, this is, I think, a full solution to the telomere shortening problem, but it doesn't mean that it solves all the problems. I mean, if somebody put a gun to my head and said I had to guess correctly, okay, my guess would be that the gene therapy would allow people to live healthy to at least 150. But then we might be encountering other sticks of dynamite whose fuses are now starting to get critically short. And what those sticks of dynamite are, we don't know. But I just look at it, that gives me 40 years, 50 years more to discover ways of putting out those other fuses of dynamite. And with Aubrey de Grey's help, I feel that we'll be way ahead of it. And with all the money we'll make from curing aging, we won't have any funding issues. Because believe me, every penny I make is going into research. And when we have cured aging, we want to go and cure all those other things out there, like AIDS and other things that are caused by virus infections and things. It's the world's a horrible place, and we don't even realize it because we think it's all normal. But when we fix everything, we're going to know that we're going to look back and can't believe we lived in this age of people dying and getting sick.
Well, can I ask you a little bit about these monkeys that you're going to do the trial on? They're the size of your thumb. Are they the same as other monkeys that you see? They're primate in every way? They're just tiny?
Monkeys are a type of primate. These would not be called monkeys. These are called lemurs. But lemurs are closely related to humans on the evolutionary tree. Not as close as chimpanzees and gorillas are. But chimpanzees and gorillas would be, we couldn't afford to treat them, to do a study on them. So we're trying the lemurs first. And if the lemurs don't work, and we'll probably have a lot of data from the lemurs before we even test them. We'll have data on their cells and stuff like that to make certain that they do age by telomere shortening, just like humans. So it's lemurs are not monkeys, but they are primates. But we still have a lot of research.
Are they closer to us than? Are they closer to us than monkeys, monkeys are closer to us than?
But we can't afford to do the okay. Monkeys.
But they're a primate, yes. And they're pretty close
relative
to us.
To a mouse. Yes, tremendously closer to us.
Very fascinating. This is absolutely incredible. So you have a potential full solution right now. It's just so expensive that you need to do a lot more research to be able to find another one like this that's less expensive. So the fact that we have something right now that potentially can cure it is amazing. That means that there's likelihood other things out there, and we're getting really close.
We haven't given Catherine a chance to talk at all, but
I want to bring her
in.
Yes,
close to products and stuff like that. She should say a few words.
I appreciate that. You know, the knowledgeable ones, obviously, it's our Bill and Jay. I'm here to help out as much as I can. What I think is really important is helping us also push the website out there. and motivate people to also like our Facebook page where we publish information on a regular basis. That will help us spread the word out there and connect with potential investors as well, or additional partners or people that are just interested and want to be part of this wonderful experience. So that would be the only thing I'd like to add on top of everything else that has been said already. You know, the more exposure we get, the better.
Well, are you going to be showing the trial as it goes on the lemurs so that people can watch and
well,
see what the results are?
We need to discuss. We haven't done yet, but anything that we can expose like that can only benefit us. So I would say absolutely, if we can make it and do it that way, I would highly encourage it. It's visual. It makes sense. And because that's the challenge for somebody who has never been exposed to what Bill is doing, it can be difficult to understand and develop a good a clear grasp as to what exactly is going on. So whenever we can demonstrate something with a video or a picture, it really clears up the confusion that they can potentially have and facilitate, you know, the communication.
Well, if somebody has $2 million sitting around as spare change and they want to be part of the trial, how do they get hold of you so that they can participate in
the best thing to do is just send everybody to the website and then contact us from there. It's pretty easy. All the information is on the website. Go to sierrasci.com and go to the contact us page and do it from there.
Okay, great. I would really like to see that trial with the lemurs going on. I think that would be absolutely historical. Something hundreds of years from now, people are going to be, that will be a historical. So if you could at least video it and track that history, I think it's an important
absolutely
thing for mankind.
Well, this is Bill. Let me add, am I on? Let's see. Can you hear me? Okay. For
yes.
some reason I heard some noise.
Yes, I can.
First, I think that people might also be interested in investing with DeFi Time, which would be the same for Sierra Sciences. The money would still end up in our research. But since Sierra Sciences is just research, there might be bigger return on investment for the money-minded investor by investing in DeFi Time. So that's one thing to consider. And in terms of whether or not we will allow the primate study to be publicized as an ongoing basis, depends on many things, but personally, I would love to have it constantly done because I'm a scientist. But we got to recognize that because, as I said before, there could be technical issues. Like, for instance, we might treat the animal, but the animal actually doesn't get treated because the doctor who's doing the injection might mix up the solution wrong or something like that. And as a result, we could get negative results at first that have to be solved. And if that's published, it could make people start to question whether or not the technique works at all, even though it was just a technical error, which would decrease the chances of people investing. So as a scientist, I would say, yes, let's do it. But as a person who's trying to help us find money, like Jay Park, Jay might say, no, that would be a bad idea. But we'll see how it goes. Definitely, if we get positive results, we will publicize them instantly.
Well, I think what you should do is document it, video it, wait for the results, make sure you didn't mess anything up and hose yourself over for the long term, but then publish it. Because like I said, whether you publish it or not, maybe in 10 years you will. I just think it's such an historical moment for all of mankind. I know you guys are the one doing this, but this is a bigger deal for our species in a bigger sense.
I think this would be the biggest medical breakthrough of all time. More than discovery of penicillin and things like that. And it's something that I would just want people to know. From the scientist minded person, I would like to see this announced to the world as soon as possible.
Well, absolutely excellent. I'm excited to see what's happening and to follow this. Of course I will. It's just what I do. But I think there's millions of people out there that also share in this excitement. So thank you so much for coming on to this program. And I wish you luck, and whatever I can do to help going forward, I
Well, thank you. I really enjoyed being on your show again.
Okay, appreciate it. Thank you so much. And thank you, Catherine and Jay, for joining us this time.
And that's all we have of our interview. If you want to get contact information for Bill Andrews, Jay Park, or Catherine Oakes, go to my website at sarahwestall.com. There you will find links to all the different products that we talked about during the show, as well as links to their website so that you can contact them directly. If you have an extra $2 million laying around, maybe you want to participate in the human trials and be one of the first human beings ever to have their cells brought back to youth. It will be a fascinating thing to watch, and I'm sure society will have a lot to discuss and a lot of growing pains from this very new technology and exciting development. It's going to change humankind forever. So I just want to tell everybody for now, have an amazing day.